You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Health Care, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play
today. Look at me. Bobby Bill Whitaker Field in Mount Sterling. Dan Manley with you for the next couple of hours. High school baseball action today. The Montgomery County Indians and the Comets of West Carter ready to square up. A couple teams that are young, looking for their identities, really, still in this season. Montgomery County comes in with a 4-11 record under first-year head coach Brian Minyard. West Carter, 3-6 under Dustin Allgood. And somebody's going to get a win today. Somebody will, maybe both teams will feel like they make a little progress. Coaches are meeting with the umpires right now, exchanging lineup cards at home plate. And we'll come back and get starting lineups for you after we step out for a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
We're going to get the starting lineups as they're introduced to the crowd here for West Carter. Again, 3-6. They started the season really a week later than everybody else. The reason they haven't played as many games. Brody Boggs, a sophomore, will be in center field leading it off. And Corey Hedge, a senior pitcher on the mound, batting two. Cale Back will catch. The junior bats third. It'll be Jake Carter at shortstop, the junior batting fourth. Tabor Tackett will be the designated hitter, a sophomore, batting number five, and batting four, Landon Wagner, is at first base. Tyler Stinson at third base, a senior, hits in the number six spot. Batting seventh in left field is freshman Cade Hollingsworth. In right field and batting eight, sophomore Silas Clark. And the second baseman, sophomore Griffin Rayburn, will bat second. So it's Boggs in center, Hedge on the mound, Back at second, Carter at shortstop, Tackett the DH, batting for the first baseman, Wagner. Stinson at third, Hollingsworth in left, Clark in right, and Rayburn at second base. That's the lineup for the Comets of West Carter. For the Montgomery County Indians, Brian Minyard, the head coach, 4-11 on the season. Jace Mays will be the designated hitter. The sophomore will lead things off. Catcher Jake Todd, a freshman, bats number two. Senior center fielder Samuel Cooper hits in the number three spot. Blake Minyard at third base, the sophomore, bats fourth. Eli Leach, a senior at first base, batting number five. Evan Colfer, freshman shortstop, hits in the number five, in the number six position. Batting number seven is Ethan Overhauser, the senior in left field. It'll be Asher Holland, the freshman in right field, batting in the number eight position. Jamin Kaba, sophomore at second baseman, bats number nine. And Bo Stubblefield, a sophomore, is on the mound, not in the batting order today. Mays the DH, Todd behind the plate, Cooper in center, Minyard at third, Leach at first, Colfer at short, Overhauser in left, Holland in right, Kaba at second, and Stubblefield on the mound. We'll be back and be ready for the first pitch after we step out now. Just a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhen.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
Your official Montgomery County Indians station, WMST Mount Sterling.
Indians are on the field right now. Montgomery County in white pants, red jerseys, blue trim with white numerals, red hats. And the Indians, they have their names on the back of their uniforms. I kind of like that idea when you can do it. I played in the day when the uniforms are going to last for 7 or 8 years, so no names were ever on the backs of uniforms that we played in. But if you can put a name on the back of a uniform, I don't know. I think it adds a little meaning to the young man who puts that on. The Comets of West Carter are dressed in gray pants with maroon tops. They've got gray caps. Coach Dustin Allgood headed down to coach third base. Dustin's not in the school system from a work standpoint, even though he's been in the coaching ranks for a number of years there in Eastern Kentucky, an Ashland High School grad who works in the police department at West Carter. Here we go with Stubblefield, a right-hander, ready to go to work against left-handed batting Brody Boggs. Stubblefield has been in five games, has an 0-2 record, a 6.08 ERA. The bunt right back to the pitcher, and the throw to first gets away. It was a little wide of the mark, and I think that'll be a throwing error on Stubblefield to allow the leadoff batter to get on. So Boggs lays down a bunt and reaches first, and here is Corey Hedge. Hedge, a senior, as he steps in, batting 304 on the season, has a double among his hits. Right-handed batter. He's a young man who was an American Idol and made it onto television from there in Carter County. Goes after the first pitch, pops it foul down the right field line, and going over, and Leach makes the play in foul ground just up behind the West Carter dugout. And there's one out. So Hedge fouls out to Eli Leach at first base. Here is Cale Back, the junior catcher. Back, a .333 batting average, has three doubles among his hits, and leads the team in runs batted in, hitting in that number three spot with 10. Right-hand batter, a little bit of an open stance. And they just about had the runner at first headed the wrong way. He was really leaning. Stubblefield did not make a throw, but stepped off the rubber, and he went back. He looks like he's ready to go, and he takes off, and the ball is popped up, foul, back out of play, and runner will retreat back to first base, and there's a no-ball, one-strike count. On Cale Back with Jake Carter now in the on-deck circle. Got a few fans that have made their way out. I'm sure we'll have a few more that'll make it as the game goes on here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field on a beautiful afternoon for baseball. There's a pitch that hits the outside corner from Stubblefield for a strike, and it's no balls and two strikes. Indian pitchers, they have struggled, a 7.86 earned run average across the team. Runner, not a big lead at first base, not going. There's a pitch that's high. They have him picked, but they throw to first, and a runner will get to second base easily. Throw goes into left field, but it'll be retrieved. So the runner took off, and he was going to be a dead out probably had they gone to second base. But the throw behind the base enabled him to get down to first, or down to second, and so a runner in scoring position with one out, and one ball, two strike count to Cale Back. Right-hander against right-hander. The pitch is popped out into right center field. Well hit, and that ball will drop in, and it'll get a run in. Racing into second base is Cale Back with a stand-up double, and West Carter takes a 1-0 lead. So the run-scoring double for Back, and here is Jake Carter coming to the plate. Carter, a .353 batting average. Doesn't have an extra base hit so far this season. Has driven in four runs. Carter has drawn five walks. 17 official trips to the plate. And in addition to five walks, he's been hit by a pitch three times. In fact, this West Carter team, they have been hit by 19 pitches in nine games. Ball is popped up on the infield, and third baseman comes over making the play for the Indians is Blake Minyard, and there are two outs. And here's Tabor Tackett, the designated hitter. We do have a got another runner in scoring position. Stubblefield will try to keep the count of 1-0. He delivers, the ball's hit out into center field, well hit, but going back, and it's off the glove of the center fielder, and another run is going to come in. And it's 2-0, West Carter. That'll be an error on the center fielder. And going into second base, or is Tackett. And here is Tyler Stinson, the senior third baseman who bats in another run-scoring situation. So the Comets have broken through for a couple of runs here in the top half of inning number one. And both runs are unearned. That pitch is a little bit low for ball one. Stonefield, he's not real big, doesn't throw extremely hard. Pitches, and that one's just a bit inside. Didn't miss by much. It's two balls, no strikes with Cade Hollingsworth waiting in the on-deck circle. So the Indians in a two-run deficit to start the game. Outfield straight away to the right-hand batter, and the pitch is... Boy, that was ball three. That had to be called low. That looked like it was an awfully good pitch to take. It's three balls, no strikes to Stinson. That one's outside, gets away from the catcher. They get the runner onto third base on a wild pitch. And so runners on the corners for Cade Hollingsworth, freshman left fielder. Hollingsworth, just a 111 batting average on the season, has driven in a run. Hollingsworth has walked four times in 13 plate appearances. Doesn't have a big strike zone to work with, but that pitch is right down the heart of the plate. Had to be called a strike, certainly. We didn't get any signal from the umpire, but that had to be a strike. That was all over the plate. And the 0-1 is popped in the air, foul, out of play. So Stubblefield ahead. No balls and two strikes, trying to see if he can stop this first inning rally for the Comets that has produced a couple of runs. The 0-2 is inside. Ball and two strikes. Stubblefield on the season, eight strikeouts in 12. He worked 12 and two-thirds innings coming in. That's strike three. Or strike two. He called that first pitch a ball. Wow. It's 2-2. And the break even has popped up back of the plate. And the count holds it 2-2. Stubblefield comes set and pitches, and that one's way outside. And the count goes full at three balls and two strikes. So Stubblefield trying to come up with a strike here. See if he can get out of this inning. And the payoff is swung on and missed, and the inning is over. But in the top half of inning number one, West Carter gets two runs. They do it on just one hit. Leave two runners on. We'll go to the bottom of the first. The Comets two, the Indians nothing, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word, get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchesAuto.com.
We move to the bottom half of inning number one. Corey Hedge to the plate for the Comets. Hedge has been in 5 games, has started 2, has a 2-0 record of 4.50 earned run average, has struck out 21 in 9 1/3 innings. So he's hasn't worked a lot of innings for to have been in 5 games, but he struck out 21 in 9 1/3, and the math is pretty easy to do there. Out of 28 outs, he struck out 21 of those 28. He has walked 10 batters as well. So here is Jace Mays to lead things off, the sophomore designated hitter. Mays, a .231 batting average, has driven in a couple of runs, has been hurt this season, has walked 7 times, has been hit by 8 pitches on the season. Wow, that hurts me. And the first pitch is up high for a ball. Mays and Jake Todd and Samuel Cooper for the Indians here in the home half of inning number one. There's a chopper foul down to the third base coaching box, and the count is all even at 1-1. Minyard, right-handed batter, right in the back of the batter's box. Even stance, and he goes after the pitch and pops it in the air into center field. And the center fielder almost right in his tracks, able to make the catch, and that's the first out for the Indians here in the top half, or the bottom half of inning number one.
Number 0, Jake Todd.
Here's freshman catcher Jake Todd. Todd steps in, .250 batting average, has a double and a home run, has driven in 5 runs, right-handed batter, and the first pitch is down low for a ball. Todd, slightly open stance from that right-hand batter's box, takes up and away, and it's 2-0. Samuel Cooper in the on-deck circle for Montgomery County. That one's outside. Oh, boy. But called a strike. We just happened to be, I'm looking right on down the outside part of the plate, and that one was off the plate a bit, but it's 2-1. There's a ball hit on a soft liner to the second baseman, and there are 2 outs. Here's Samuel Cooper, senior center fielder, coming in. Cooper, a .200 batting average, has a triple and 3 RBIs. He's walked 6 times, been hit by a pitch 4 times. Has been out on a lot. Takes a pitch down low for a ball. Pitcher had a bracelet on his arm and was asked to take that off by the home plate umpire. That one's a breaking pitch that stays way high. 2 balls and no strikes. 2 out, nobody on for the Indians there in the home first. They trail 2-0. That one's way up high, and it's 3-0. And They're playing some of Corey Hedges' music before the game. Here's the 3-0 and a swing and a miss. Cooper went after the fastball. It was over the outside corner. 3-1. Pops this one in the air and hits it into right field. The right fielder goes back a few steps, makes the play, and the inning is quickly over. So the Indians go in 1-2-3 fashion in the bottom half of inning number one. Nothing across for the Tribe. One inning completed. It's West Carter 2, Montgomery County nothing. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Sophomore Bo Stubblefield will try to keep West Carter where they are here at with a two-run lead here as we go to the top of the second. Silas Clark, sophomore right fielder, left-hand batter, leads it off and goes after the first pitch and swings through it for strike one. Stubblefield deals, and that was in for strike two. Clark and Rayburn, and then we're back to the top of the order again. That pitch misses outside. A ball and two strikes. Stubblefield delivers and a swing and a miss. Second strike out of the game for Bo Stubblefield. Here's sophomore second baseman Griffin Rayburn. West Carter with three seniors in their starting lineup, and Montgomery County also, they have three seniors too. That pitch is in for a strike. Here's a pitch that's in for a called strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. A little bit of a breeze blowing. It's kind of straight out to center field. There's a breaking ball that hangs high, and it's one ball and two strikes. And a breaking ball, it's a strike three called. We started that ball to the inside part of the plate and broke over the outside corner. Rayburn couldn't pull the trigger in there. Two up and two gone on strikes here in the second inning. And here is Brody Boggs, who reached on an error. Left-hand batter, he bunted back, and pitch was wide at first base, and big part of the reason that the Comets have a 2-0 lead. Pitch misses outside for a ball. Here's a ball ripped down the right field line, but coming over and making the grab out in right field is Asher Holland, and the inning quickly over for West Carter here in the top half of inning number two. They go in 1-2-3 fashion. Bottom of the second coming up with West Carter owning a 2-0 lead. Indians will have Minyard, Leach, and Colfer to bat when we return in 90 seconds.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
81 degrees this afternoon as we actually move into the evening hours, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's going to be, temperatures are going to cool off over the next several days. So stepping in, Blake Minyard, the sophomore third baseman, stepping in, right-handed batter. Been hurt part of the season, back in the lineup now, and the first pitch is up and away for ball one. He tries to get things going here. Eli Leach is on deck. There's a ball hit down the right field line, and it will be just foul. Count is one ball, one strike. I mean, you're just a very slight open stance from the right side. There's a breaking pitch that he didn't get on top of, and it's two balls and one strike. Sails well high. That's another pitch that's up and out of the zone. It's three balls and a strike. Minyard with the hitter's pitch right here, the 3-1. Edge delivers, and it's high again for ball four, and Minyard draws a leadoff walk here in the top half of inning number two. Here's Eli Leach. Leach stepping in, and he's got a .306 batting average. He has four doubles, six runs batted in. Right-handed batter. Throw over to first. Minyard is back in. Minyard has stolen one base and only one attempt this season. Doesn't have a big lead. Pitch is pop foul back out of play for a strike one. Leach is a guy who loves this game. He is, you know, he's 5'8 and probably weighs in the 210 range. You know, he's built to play first base and pitch in baseball. That's what he does, and he loves it. Takes a pitch high. One ball, one strike. Has stayed the course in his career. Now one of those three seniors in the starting lineup. That pitch is way up high. 2-1, so right now Hedge having trouble getting on top of the pitch. Trying to get it down in the strike zone. Pitch is high again, and it's three balls and a strike. So a lot of people have come out for the game. some of them are, you know, even people that you, there's a ball hit high and deep to left field, center field, but the left fielder goes over and makes the play. Ball is well hit, but the first out of the inning. Here's Evan Cooper, the freshman shortstop. I said it's Colfer. Evan is a 269 batter, has a double. He is right-handed batter. Freshman. Open stance from that right side batter's box. He goes after the pitch and lines it down the left field line for a base hit. Runner will have to stop at second in Minyard, and the Indians have a couple of runners on base with one out here in the bottom of the second inning as they trail 2-0. Here's Ethan Oberhauser. Oberhauser, 263 batting average. A couple of triples on the season, has driven in 6 runs, tied for the team lead in runs batted in. Chance to add to that total right now. Right-handed batter, very even stance in the right-hand batter's box and takes it way up and in for ball one. Indians, after today's game, they have tomorrow off, and then they're playing Shelby County, I think, on Saturday. It's listed at a 3 o'clock game. I'm not sure if that's going to be a home game or on the road. It's not listed. That pitch is up high, and it's 2-0. It's going to be at Lincoln County. 3 o'clock at Lincoln County on Saturday.
All right, let's go,
Edge comes set. And there's a ball lined right back. The second baseman flips to second for one. The throw back to first. And they got him. An inning double play. I mean, that ball was hit right on the button, right to the second baseman. He wasn't, but steps away from the bag, a little flip, and the inning is quickly over. So the Indians had a threat, but it ends very quickly on a 4-6-3 double play. And Montgomery County with no runs on a hit, they leave a runner on base. After 2 innings, it's Wes Carter with a 2-0 lead. We'll be back 90 seconds from now.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Comets got a couple of unearned runs in the top of the first inning, and they lead 2-0 as Corey Hedge, the pitcher, steps in, flied out to center, or popped out rather, to the first baseman in foul territory, takes from Stubblefield for a ball, and then takes inside ball two. 2 balls and no strikes to Hedge, with Back and Carter to follow here in the West Carter third inning. There's a pitch hit down the left field line, and that ball will be in for extra bases, digging for second base and in safely sliding is Corey Hedge with a leadoff double here in the top of the third. So the leadoff batter here in the third in scoring position, and here is Cale Back, who doubled to right center field to drive in a run and then came around to score the second run on an error. Stubblefield working from the stretch. And the pitch is lined down the left field line. That might have been off the glove of Minyard. That'll get another run in. The throw will come in. The runner holds at first base, and it's a 3-0 lead for the Comets. So back-to-back hits down the left field line to lead off this third inning, and the batter is Jake Carter, who popped out to Minyard at third base back in the first inning. Runner takes the lead as Stubblefield delivers, and that one bounces up there for ball one. From a pitching standpoint, with Jace Mays, who has won a couple of games for the Indians, but he is not able to pitch right now. There's a throw to first and came close to getting the diving back, Cale back. Kaba has worked more innings than any of the other Montgomery County pitchers, and now that hits the batter, and there will be two on with nobody out. Indians so far have used 11 pitchers, 11 different people on the mound in 15 games this season. Just trying to find the arms that can give them some success. And, of course, losing Mays on the mound, a big loss for this team. Here's a pitch, and it's popped back out of play by Tabor Tackett for strike one. Tackett, a big right-hand batter. You list him at 6'3", 240. Chops this one foul back of the plate. And he's down. No balls, two strikes. Tyler Stinson waits in the on-deck circle. Big spot for Stubblefield right here. Down. The Indians down by two runs, and or down by three runs, and with runners at first and second, nobody out. See if he can bounce back here. There's a ground ball. And it gets in the hole into left field. That'll get a run to the plate. The throw is coming in, but not quite in time. Throw back to third base, and that's not in time. Pretty good throws, really, coming from the outfield and back to third base, but everybody's safe, and it's a 4-0 lead. And runners at first and third. Still nobody out here in the top half of inning number three, and the batter is going to be Tyler Stinson, and we got a conference going on at the mound. As far as if you look down the line for, you know, Mays had worked 14 innings with an 0.5 ERA. The rest of the team in 64 innings. 64 and a third coming into today, and the earned run average had to be over 9. I can't calculate it that quickly, but again, it's just who do you go to after this? Who do you think might come in and give you some good innings? Stubblefield ready to work. Swing and a miss at a high fastball by Stinson, who walked his first time up, and he's down one strike. And I don't know, the catcher for the Indians, Jake Todd, that ball hit him in his left elbow, not his throwing hand, but here comes the trainer out. Check on him. I think he's going to be okay. Just a little stinger. You get hit in the crazy bone, and apparently got hit with the bat on the backswing, not... Tyler Stinson, senior, he's a big guy, came around and... So Stubblefield ready to work, pitches, and it's hit high in the air and foul down the left field line. Minyard going back, and it's going to drop between he and left fielder Ethan Olrouser. And the count is no balls, two strikes. Well, you knew this Montgomery County team was going to have growing pains this year. No question. I mean, when you lose starters at essentially every position, this one bounces up there, and it's a ball and two strikes. And you lose, really, the entire pitching staff. Kaba had worked a little bit for the Indians, but that was about it. So, you know, you're kind of starting over. Stubblefield comes set. Glance at the runner at third. Runner first not going. Ball's popped foul. Back out of play. And the count stays at one ball, two strikes. Set up on the outside part of the plate, and the pitch is awfully good, but it's called a ball. Wow. I mean, I don't know where that pitch could have been. I mean, it was just above the belt, and it looked like it had the outside part of the plate. That one's down low, and now it's a three-ball, two-strike count. Stubblefield, a pitch away from loading the bases. That pitch is inside. Here's a runner starts to break toward home as the ball got away from catcher Jake Todd just a short distance, but he's able to track it down. But the bases are loaded now with nobody out. Second walk of the game allowed by Stubblefield, and here is Cade Hollingsworth, who struck out his first time up. Indians are in on the corners. Double play depth in the middle part of the infield. And the pitch is in for a called strike. Stubblefield not taking any time. He is ready to work as soon as batter steps in. There's strike two. That was kind of a safety squeeze. It looked like look that they gave that time, but the batter pulled the bat back. Now he's down two strikes. Pitches up and it gets away from the catcher. And a runner will score, and it's 5-0. It'll be a wild pitch. Runners move up to second and third. Three runs in the inning. Still nobody out. One ball, two strike count to Cade Hollingsworth. Silas Clark is on deck. And a pitch, and this one gets away from the catcher. And another run will score, and that'll be a pass ball. And it's 6-0. And it's a two-ball, two-strike count. Six to nothing, and a runner on third. Stubblefield looking for an out here, and that pitch is just high. Well, he's had two pitches that with two strikes, and most of the time in this league, those are strikes. I mean, they look like strikes from here, but he hadn't gotten them. And there's ball four. So the inning continues. Now there are runners at first and third again, and here's Silas Clark. And you just wonder how long they continue with Bo Stubblefield here. And that pitch is a called strike, and it was 4 or 5 inches outside. He needs to get a break there. Left-hand batter. Pitch is down low, and it's 1-1. He swings this at this pitch and fouls it back off down the third base side as the count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2-strike count with nobody outs here in the top of the third with 4 runs already in. Runner goes and pitch is taken for 2. Runner goes in without a throw to second base. 2-ball, 2-strike count. Here's a ball hit high in the air to right center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Another run scores. Throw comes in, and the runners will be at the corners, and it's a 7-0 lead. So an RBI for Silas Clark. So there are five runs in the inning. Here's a pitch that's in for a strike. Griffin Rayburn, the sophomore second baseman, batting. And after this, we're back to the top of the batting order. Swing and a miss. The pitch up and in, and it's 2-strikes. In this inning, there's a pitch fouled, and he fouled the ball off of his head, right off of his nose, maybe. I mean, he turned on that pitch and really got around on it. The ball came right off the bat up into his face. And he is kneeling down, and the trainer is out. So we've got a break in the action right here. As they tend to him. So a break in the action here in the top of the third inning. Wes Carter has opened up a 7-0 lead on Montgomery County, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, 4 McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Jacob Owens will come on to bat as Griffin Rayburn. He left with the trainer, and well, we hope it's not what we think. Probably a broken nose, but that is speculation. We don't have any word on that, but he was bleeding from the nose, and so he is out of the game and replaced by Jacob Owens. Owens, a freshman right-hand batter, and he comes to the plate with a no-ball, two-strike count. Again, runners at first and third. And the pitch is fouled away. Count stays, no balls, two strikes. Top of the order, waiting. Brody Boggs will bat next. Stubblefield ready to work again. And there's a chopper back to the mound. They check the runner. They've got him at third. Now caught in a rundown. They chase him home and tag him out for the first out of the inning. So 1-5-2 on the putout of Hollingsworth.
Back to the top lineup for the Dolphins.
And runners end up at first and second with one out. Here's Brody Boggs. Reset on air and scored and lined out to right field. Left-hand batter chops it foul at the plate. I tell you what, right now, catcher Jake Todd, he's taking a bit of a beating back there. That ball came up and hit him. One strike to count. Hollingsworth waits, and there's a ball popped up into the middle part of the infield, back behind second base. Going over is Jamin Kaba to make the catch. And there are two outs. Here's Corey Hedge, who led this game off. So he's the 10th batter in the inning, led this inning off with a double to left field and down the line, and came around to score the first of what have been five runs in the inning. Right-hand batter, and the pitch taken low for a ball. A lot of pitches thrown in this inning by Stubblefield with these 10 batters coming to the plate. There's a chopper to the third baseman, and stepping on the bag is Minyard, and the inning is over. So a kind of a 1-2-3 finish, but a big inning for the West Carter Comets. They get five runs. They do it on four hits. And they leave a couple of runners on base. So we go to the bottom half of the third inning. The Indians now with a looking at a seven-run deficit to West Carter when we come back here in 90 seconds.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
West Carter, seven runs on five hits in the first three innings, and they lead 7-0 over the Indians here and have a long way to try to get back in this game. Bottom part of the order, Asher Holland, Jamin Kaba, and then we're back to the top with Jace Mays here. Holland steps in. A right-handed batter. And Asher getting his first start of the season in the game today. First pitch is taken low and away for a ball. Now, the first thing the Indians need are base runners in this game. Here's a ball hit out to right center field, and that will be in for a base hit. So Holland leads things off here in the home third with the Indians' second hit of the game. Here's Kaba. Sophomore second baseman, right-handed batter. Jamin struggled offensively to start this season, batting just 091. Takes long away, gets away from the catcher, and Holland will head on down to second base. That'll be a pass ball. And a one ball, no strike count on Kaba. The Indians have plenty of time to try to work their way back in this game. The pitch to Kaba and a swing and a miss. Swing right through a pitch that was up and out of the strike zone. One ball, one strike to count. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. I mean, he went right through that fastball from Hedge. Just didn't make contact. A little bit up in the zone. There's a pitch that bounces away. That'll get the runner on to third base. And the count is two balls and two strikes. That'll be a wild pitch. We've had a little bit of everything in this game so far. We've had errors and hit batsmen and pass balls and wild pitches, and Indians have not been on the positive side of much of it. That's down low for a ball. The count is full at 3-2. Jace Mays is on deck. Hedge tries to see if he can come with a strike here. Cable waiting. That's down, bounces up there. No need for the runner to even think about coming home with a 7-run deficit. And there are runners at first and third with nobody out. Here's Jace Mays, who flied out to center field on a 1-1 pitch to start the Indians' first inning. Came with a good speed on at first base. This is not really a steal situation, but in high school baseball, you just never know what you're going to get. You do want to stay away from the double play or the easy force play at second. The throw over to first, Kaba is diving back in safely. Had a good lead at first base. Mays ready and waiting. Good lead, runner goes, pitch taken high, no throw. And the Indians have two in scoring position with nobody out. One ball, no strike count. Jake Todd is on deck. Indians had a threat going last inning, but inning double play. There's a chopper to the third baseman who has it go off his glove, picks up throws, not in time. Everybody's safe, and the Indians have a run on the board.
That's play for the Indians, number 0, Jake Todd.
Error on the third baseman, Mays with good speed, though, to beat that throw out. And so the runners at first and third for Todd, who hit a soft liner to the second baseman his first time up. Runner goes, pitch is popped up, back out of play. One strike to count. Cooper is on deck, so the Indians come to the heart of their batting order here, down 7-1 in the bottom of the third, trying to see if they can work their way back into this game. And the pitch is fouled away again, back of the plate. No balls, two strikes to count. working from the stretch windup with the runner at first, pitches high. Oh, a call, strike three. And that pitch was high and outside. Wow. That's a tough break. The Indians get the runner to second base, but shoo. That's tough. Tough on Todd, the freshman, and now here's Samuel Cooper, the center fielder. So one out, runners at second and third. The pitch, swing and a miss. He went after a high fastball and went right through it. That one's low and away. One ball, one strike. Blake Binyard is on deck. Montgomery County softball team up 8-0 on Paris in inning number three, just around the bypass. There's a pitch high. They've got the runner picked off third, throw to third. He's going to come to the plate, and he's safe, sliding in. And it's 7-2. That's just good base running by Kaba after he really got picked off. But he was so far off the base that, you know, that's where the catcher has got to make that first step to take him back to the bag and then throw. And just as the Indians had allowed a runner earlier to go from first to second.
Stab, Luke. Thanks, sir.
So it's a two-ball, one-strike count on Todd. Another run at third base. Now back to the full windup goes Corey Edge. Lines, pitches, down in the dirt. Three balls and a strike. And the delivery from Hedge is inside. Oh, he called it a strike. A pitch that already almost hit him, and Cooper had thrown the bat away, and the count is full at 3-2. So the payoff pitch is pop foul back out of the play, and we hold it 3-2. And again the payoff. And it's a ground ball into left field for a base hit. And it's 7-3. So Jake Todd with a run-scoring base hit. I'm sorry, that's Samuel Cooper there. Samuel Cooper with a run-scoring base hit. And here is Blake Binyard, who walked his first time up. Throw to first. Back in safely is Cooper. And the ball popped foul back off the screen. The ball's 2-2 to count. Or no balls and one strike to count. Minyard batting with Eli Leach on deck. Indians at the number 4 spot in their batting order. Just got word the Lady Indians softball are up on Paris now 16-1 in the third inning. So they have batted around in that third inning, we know. Pitch to the plate, and Minyard swings through. Pitch that was up in the zone, and it snowballs 2-2. Throw over to first again, and again diving back in is Cooper. Now the Indians gave up 5 in the top of the inning and scored 3 here in the bottom, so They're within 4 runs at 7-3. Still a long way to go in this game. Pitch is popped up. Back of the plate, catcher has room, and it's off his glove.
All right, new live one. Let's go. You got it, one?
So the count stays at 0-2. Looked like it was a pretty easy play for catcher. Looked like he had it all the way, but it just went off his glove.
Let's go, one. Nobody better, one. Nobody.
One out in the inning. The 0-2 is way up and outside. The runner goes. And the runner, I don't know what he thought. Maybe it happened, but it looked like, I think he thought that would have been a foul ball. But it got away from the catcher. The pitch was so high. And it's a ball and two strikes, and now a runner in scoring position. Cooper out there. Good lead at second base, and the pitch is hit high in the air to left field down the line and running in, and the ball hits. Throw to third base and safe sliding in. Oh, they got him, called him out. And that's one of those calls that the umpire makes really kind of automatic. But, you know, they want the home plate umpire to rule on that. And the only reason you can appeal that is because you've only got two umpires in the game. But he's going to be out. So that's the second out.
Coming to plate, number 24, Eli Leach.
So the Indians miss an opportunity there. They would have been second and third again with only one out. Still a runner in scoring position, Eli Leach, who flied out to left field his first time up. Chance to get another run in here, and there's a pitch down low for a ball. They are forcing Hedge to throw a lot of pitches here in this third inning. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. If Leach can reach, it'll be Evan Colfer who would bat next. Hedge glanced at second base, and time is asked for, and no pitch. Leach asked for time. It was granted by the home plate umpire. Hedge is ready. Leach waits and takes way outside, and it's a two-ball, one-strike count. You know, every batter, you know, when you get behind 7-0, now it's 7-3, every batter is important in trying to come back because, you know, every batter you get on is one more chance for somebody else in the lineup to come up with a big hit and make a difference. Here's the 2-1, and it's fouled off down the right field line. Two balls, two strikes to count to Eli Leach. Reds lost again last night out in Seattle, so they swept the White Sox in Chicago. Now got swept by the Mariners out in Seattle and ready to come back home. Hedge pitches and a swing and a miss. He got him to chase a pitch that was up and out of the strike zone, and the inning is over. But Montgomery County does come up with three runs. They do it on three hits. There were a couple of errors and a runner left on base. And we've completed three innings. It's Wes Carter with a 7-3 lead on Montgomery County. And we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision.
and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
After three innings, Wes Carter, 7 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, 4 left. The Indians, 3 runs, 4 hits. They've committed a couple of errors, have left 2 on. Wes Carter, with Cale back leading things off, he's singled and doubled and scored twice and driven in a pair. Fouls the first pitch off for a strike. Bo Stubblefield back for inning number 4 of work for him. He kicks, he delivers, and it's outside for a ball. 1-1 back, and Carter and Tackett. 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order for Wes Carter's Comets here in the top half of inning number 4. That pitch is down and away. 2-1. So this one, a low bridge, goes over the head of the batter, and it's 3 balls and a strike.
Let's go, Six. You're good.
Back has gone both directions. He doubled to right center field and then singled down the left field line. And the count, 3-1. Takes high for ball 4. So the leadoff batter is on here in the top of the 4th. Third time in 4 innings, the leadoff batter has been on. It looks like we're going to have a pitching change for Montgomery County. So pitcher is already headed out of the dugout, and we'll be back and continue as the Indians get a new pitcher in. We'll return after we step out. We'll be back in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay. And we are going to see for Montgomery County, coming into pitch is Jace Mays. We did not expect to see him, but Mays is coming in, and Mays has been the most successful pitcher for the Indians. Again, he's worked in two games, both as starters, has worked complete games, 14 innings. He's allowed only an earned run and only two runs overall, 11 strikeouts and a walk, 2-0 with an 0.50 earned run average. So he steps in, steps onto the mound as Jake Carter, who has popped out to third and been hit by a pitch and scored a run, comes into bat. Number four batter in the order with a runner at first and nobody out. Mays will start out working from the stretch windup. He comes set, and he pitches, and it's a swing and a miss. A fastball right down the heart of the plate. Stubblefield threw 69 pitches in three innings plus. Mays set, check of the runner, not much of a lead at first base. And he's going, though. The pitch is in for a strike. The throw to second, and they got him. So freshman Jake Todd able to deliver the strike. Caba covering in there is one out. No ball, two strike count to the batter, Carter. Tabor Tackett waiting on deck. Now Mays back to the full windup, a little sidestep, and he pitches, and it's a breaking ball that is hit off to the right side, and count stays at no balls, two strikes. The 0-2 again, that's a breaking ball that is ground up the middle, gloved by the shortstop. Throw to first is high, but he tagged him out. Good job by Leach, who had to come off the bag toward home plate and grabbed it and made the tag, and there are two outs.
Number eight, Tackett.
So with two outs and nobody on, here's Tackett, who reached on an error that got a run home and then singled to drive in a run and came around to score. So Tackett, the designated hitter, has been key part of the order so far. First pitch, he swings and hits it deep to left field. Back, and that ball is off the base of the fence, and that's going to be a single. So I don't know if the runner got caught watching the flight of the ball, but that's a long single. And a runner at first base with two outs. And here's Tyler Stinson, who has been up twice, walked twice, and scored a run. Stinson, the senior third baseman. Big right-handed batter. Mays back to the half windup. Throw over to first, and diving back in safely is Tackett. Mays ready. Pitches to the plate and misses up and away. One ball, no strike count. Mays delivers, and that's in for a strike on the outside part of the plate. One ball, one strike to count. They list Mays at 5'10", probably about 165. Not a real big guy, but his dad would, give way at the dinner table a little bit. He could pick up a pound or two. Probably would increase the speed with which he could bring it to the plate, but he brings it up there pretty good. Here's the 1-1, and that's a chopper foul, and that again has caught Montgomery County catcher Jake Todd. Count is a ball and two strikes. umpire comes out to give Mays the baseball and allow catcher Jake Todd to have a moment to try to regroup a little bit. He has taken some foul balls today. Jace Mays ready. And the 1-2 pitch to Stinson is a swing and a miss, and the inning is over. So Mays comes in and gets the job done for the Indians in the top of the fourth. No runs on a hit and a runner left on base. We go to the bottom half of inning number four. The Indians down 7-3. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Indians are down 7-3 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, but got three runs last inning, and it'll be Evan Colfer who'll lead things off. Had a base hit his first time up, got erased as part of a double play. It'll be Colfer, Oberhauser, and Holland to bat here. Home half of the fourth inning.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth for the Indians, number 34, Evan Colfer.
Corey Hedge, the right-hander, ready to go back to work here in the bottom half of inning number four, has allowed four hits. Struck out one, has walked two, and the first pitch is hit high in the air out into shallow left center field. The center fielder comes over and makes the play. One pitch and one out here in the home fourth. In this game right now, as Oberhauser comes to the plate, Ethan hit into that double play, and I mean, he hit the ball all right on the button. But the second baseman with a runner at second base was trying to kind of hold the runner on base. He happened to be right there near the bag to create that double play. There's a ball down the right field line, and that'll be in for a base hit. And it's going to be more. He's on his way to second base. And Oberhauser slides in but didn't need to. He is at double at second base with a double with one out here.
At first inning is number 28, Asher Holland.
Here's Asher Holland, who had a base hit out into right field his first time up. Holland bats and Cabas on deck with these next two batters. You let the Indians get these next two on, get back to the top of the order. We got a game. There's a ball hit out to right center field, and it will drop in for a base hit. Runner had to hold up at second, and he'll trot into third base, and we've got runners at the corners. So Asher Holland with his second hit of the game.
Now at the plate for the Indians, number 17, Jamin Cabas.
That's a way to do it. Go after the first good pitch. Cable walked his first time up. Pitches up high to him for ball one. After Cable, Jace Mays waiting in the on-deck circle. That pitch is down low, and it's two balls, no strikes. There's a chopper down the third baseline, and that is a, well, it was very close. That's a foul ball. And the count is two balls and a strike to Cable. That was very close to a fair ball. Tough. Without a third base umpire there, that's really a tough call on the home plate umpire. I mean, I think it may have went over the inside part of the bag, but it's 2-1. Breaking ball is up high, and the runner's going to steal home. Hey, that was pretty easy. Oberhauser steals home plate. And it's three balls and a strike. He just waited till the ball went back. And I think nobody communicated from Wes Carter. And it's 7-4. So now Holland at first base. One out. Pitch is over the outside corner. For strike two. And it's a full count to Cable. Three balls and two strikes. Mays waiting on deck. And the pitch is way up high. That got away from Hedge. And Cable walks for the second time of the game. Asher Holland moves on to second base. And here's Mays.
Number 7, Jace Mays.
Mays has flied to center and has reached on an error to the third baseman. A ball that was sharply hit. And it's 2-1 with one out. The pitch is taken up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Runners take their leads, and the pitch is hit into center field for a base hit. Holland is going to round third. They're going to send him, and the throw is going to come and be well offline. Holland scores. The runners move up to second and third, and it is a 7-5 game, and the tying runs are in scoring position. So Jace Mays lines a single back through the middle. The drive and a run goes to second on the throw with Holland scoring. Cable moves on to third base, so good speed on the bases. And here is Todd. Todd got called out on a strike the last time up, hit a soft liner to the second baseman his other time up, so he's 0 for 2. He bats with Cooper on deck. Base hit can tie this game here in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch is hit. Down to left field, and that ball is going to hit in. It gets by the left fielder, and both runs score easily. And you're rounding second, but going to hold at second base is Jake Todd. And we got a tie game. So Todd with a, we're just going to give him a base hit and an error on the left fielder to get him to second base. Two runs batted in for Todd. And Cooper bats with a chance to give the Indians the lead here with a base hit. Now we got a conference going on at the mound as Coach Dustin Allgood is out there to talk with Corey Hedge. And it's Samuel Cooper who gets ready to come to the plate, who had a base hit to drive in a run his last time up. Thank you. Edge is going to stay in the game for now. So the Indians down 7-0 have come all the way back, and we got a brand new ball game. There's a bunt. Third base side of the pitcher's mound. Hedges cannot get it there in time. That'll be a base hit. Wow, what speed by Samuel Cooper getting down that line. And runners at first and 30. He bunted that a little further out than he wanted to, really, but, you know, it was enough off the bag toward third base, and nobody could field it but Hedge. So runners at first and third with one out. And here is Blake Minyard, who has walked and singled and chops this one to the third baseman. He'll glove it. A run will score. The throw is high, and they didn't get it there. He was unable to come down on the bag. That'll be a throwing error on the third baseman. And it is 8-7, Montgomery County.
Back to the point for the Indians, number 24, Eli Leach.
One of those plays where Minyard is on to an error, but he does get credit for an RBI. Run was going to score anyway with only one out. Still just one out, and there is Eli Leach, who fouls the pitch back for a strike. And the Indians, Leach is the fifth batter in a row that has gone after the first pitch. Evan Colfer is on deck. Indians have had five hits in the inning. They throw to second base and throw it into center field. And the runner will head on to third. The throw will come into third, and it'll be late. And the runner moves up to second base. That'll be a throwing error on the pitcher. And now the Indians, with an 8-7 lead, can add on a couple of runs with a base hit. Leach with a no-ball, one-strike count. He's the ninth batter in the inning to come to the plate. And the pitch is hit high and foul down the right field line, and that will get out of play. And it's a no-ball, two-strike count to Leach. Colfer led off the inning and hit a fly ball to center field. And nobody has been retired since then. He's just trying to battle his way through here. Here's a ball that is hit into right field for a base hit. One run will score. Another run coming to the plate. The throw gets through, but and they do keep the runner at first base, but Eli Leach with a two-run single and a good piece of hitting with two strikes. And the Indians have a 10-7 lead. They have gone from a 7-0 deficit to a 10-7 lead, and here is Evan Colfer to the plate. He has singled and flied to center. 3-4. Overhauser is on deck. Runner goes. The throw to second base is in time. They got him. Shortstop able to make the throw. And that's the second out of the inning. So two outs and nobody on now for Evan Colfer. Hedge working from the full windup now. Taking a long time. Now he kicks and he deals, and it's down low. One ball, one strike to count.
Still 3-4.
We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning, in case you're just joining us. Corey Hedges has gone all the way so far. And here's a ball hit right back through the middle for a base hit. Second hit of the game for Colfer. And here is Ethan Overhauser. Doubled into right center. Or down the right field line, his first time up in this inning. Bats with a runner on and two outs. Asher Holland is the on-deck batter. Pitch is taken low and away for a ball. He's not taking a lot of time. Misses down low with the ball. Again, we're only in the bottom half of the fourth inning here. And I'm going to hit for, I need a couple of Snickers bars, I think, to get through. We may be here a while. That pitch is high. And it's 3-0. It's a game that is now an hour and a half old. No breeze blowing here. That pitch is taken in for a strike, so Overhauser takes the 3-0, and it's three balls and a strike. Not a good pitch to hit anyway. Over the inside part of the plate at the top of the zone. The 3-1, and that's taken down low. Runners at first and second. Here's Asher Holland.
Coming back to the plate, number 28, Asher Holland.
Up twice. He has singled twice. He has scored twice. And both times has hit early in the count. He took a ball his first time and then hit the first pitch that was in for a strike for a single. Second at bat, first pitch, in for a strike. He got a base hit. So he's two for two and takes this pitch up high. If Holland continues the inning, it'll be Jamin Kaba to bat next. Runners take their lead. In fact, enough of a lead out at second base for Colfer that stepping off is Corey Hedge to force him to go back. That pitch is taken over the outside part of the plate for a strike. 1-1. Well, Holland, that was a pitch to go the other way with because second baseman is giving him a huge gap. That pitch is up high, and it's 2-1. Holland, only a freshman. Todd and Colfer and Holland are all freshmen in that starting lineup. Two balls and a strike, and now Head steps off. Mays and Minyard and Kaba and Stubblefield, all sophomores on this young Montgomery County team. And the pitch is way up high. Stretch the limit of catcher Cale back to go up and grab that one, and it's 3-1. Hedge a pitch away now from putting the bases loaded for Kaba. There's a ball hit to the second baseman who gloves it, flips to second, and the inning is over. Montgomery County in the bottom half of inning number four, the Indians come up with seven runs. They do it on six hits. There were three errors committed by Wes Carter and a couple of runners left on base. So we have played four complete. Montgomery County 10, Wes Carter 7. We'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
We're making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
We move to the top of the fifth inning with the Indians now in front 10-7, and Jace Mays for his first complete inning of work. Right-hander is facing Kate Hollingsworth, who has struck out and walked in the game. Right-hand batter, right-hand thrower, pitch in for a strike. Hollingsworth, Clark, and Rayburn. So, West Carter, a team that had a 7-0 lead, now looking at a 3-run deficit. And there's the pitch, and it's outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to count. This is a perfect evening for baseball right here. That pitch is over the outside corner for a called strike. 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Second strikeout for Mays since coming in, second in a row. And here's Silas Clark, who struck out and had a run-scoring single. Temperature has dropped 6 degrees since this game started. There's a swing and a miss by the left-handed batting Clark for strike one. Griffin Rayburn on deck. Mays facing the bottom third of the batting order here in the fifth inning, and that pitch hits the outside corner for a strike. 0-2 the count. The 0-2. That one's a little bit low, and it's one ball, two strikes. Mays puts that glove kind of chest high, hand in glove, and then he deals, and a breaking ball hits the outside corner for a call strike three, and the batter knew it. So back-to-back strikeouts. One swinging, one call to begin this fifth inning. And here is Griffin Rayburn, who has been called out on strikes and hit into a fielder's choice. Up there 0 for 2. Top of the order waits if Rayburn can reach. And that pitch is in for a strike. Good fastball at the knees, outside part of the plate. Rayburn, this is actually Owens, who came in for Rayburn. Owens fouls the pitch off for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Owens only a freshman. Doesn't have a big strike zone. Mays ahead. No balls, two strikes. And he delivers a breaking ball that is fouled back out of play, and it's no balls, two strikes.
All right,
let's go, Zeb. Mays works quickly.
Yeah.
Hits the outside corner. And three strikeouts, four in a row now for Mays, nothing across. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Indians with a 10-7 lead over West Carter when we come back in 90 seconds.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues.
Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Softball action today. Montgomery County had a 16-1 lead on Powell County earlier. We didn't get any final score yet from that contest. But tomorrow, the Lady Indians will be playing Boyd County at Tommy Reffitt Field. We'll have that game for you tomorrow. And then Saturday, they're going to play a doubleheader. Russell and Woodford County are both coming in. They plan on starting at 11:30. But that first game of three, and the Indians will be involved in that. So here we go. And that ball is behind Kaba to begin this fifth inning for ball one. Kaba has been up twice, has walked twice, has scored twice. And a swing and a miss. He went after a pitch that was up and out of the zone there. One ball, one strike. That pitch is way upstairs. 2-1. Chase Mace has come on and been very efficient in his two innings of work as the pitch is out of the strike zone. It's 3-1. Mays has thrown 22 pitches in two innings to get six outs. And the 3-1, swing and a miss. Kaba chased a pitch that was well out of the strike zone there. Went after ball four. And the 3-2 is way high. So Kaba is on with his third walk of the game. And we're back to the top of the order.
Coming back to the plate, number seven, Jace Mays.
Mays bats here. He's flied to center, reached on an error and scored a run, singled and to drive in a run and scored a run. So he's 1-for-3 in the game. Right-hand batter. Pitch bounces up there, blocked nicely by the catcher, and it's ball, no strikes. Mays bats with Todd on deck. Jace bat cocked high. That one's in the dirt. Runner goes, and he'll be in safely with no throw made. Two balls, no strikes. Cable get a stolen base for that. The catcher trying to scramble and come up with that ball to make a throw, but couldn't do it. So Mays with the runner in scoring position, trying to add to a 10-7 lead for the Indians, and the pitch is down and in. And it's three balls, no strikes. This will be the 100th pitch of the game for Corey Hedge. Big lead at second base, pitch is high. A four-pitch walk. So back-to-back walks to start the fifth inning, and Now the coach, Dustin Allgood, is asking for time. I think that'll be it. He is not going to be able to finish this game anyway. So we're going to get a pitching change. I think the center fielder for West Carter, Brody Boggs, is going to come on to pitch. And while we make the pitching change, we'll step out. We'll be back 90 seconds from now. Indians with a 10-7 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning against West Carter, back in 90 seconds.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Brody Boggs is a left-hander who comes in here, and he's been in three games, has worked 4 2/3 innings, allowing 7 earned runs, 11 runs overall, 12 hits, striking out 7 and walking 2, an 0-1 record, and a 10.50 earned run average. He enters the game with his team trailing 10-7 here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Indians with runners at first and second and nobody out. And heading out into center field will be Corey Hedge. So it's just a straight change between pitcher and center fielder. Left-hander warming up right now, getting ready to face Jake Todd, who had a two-run single his last time up. Got called out on a third strike, and I have to give Jake a pass on that one. I thought the pitch just really didn't look like it was in the zone, but and he hit a soft liner to the second baseman. 1-for-3 on the day with a run scored. A couple of runs batted in. He comes up here with a chance to drive in a run, maybe two, maybe three. Everybody returning to their respective spots now. Last word between pitcher and catcher, and we're ready to play again. Todd stepping in. We've got shadows across the infield now. Got just a little bit of sunlight that is shining right on the batter. But he's got to deal with the pitch that will come out of the shadows into a little bit of sunlight. And the runners go, and the pitch is taken, and the throw to third is not in time. Third baseman does block the ball, keeps it from going down the left field line, and Indians have runners in scoring position at second and third with nobody out. So Cooper with a one-strike count, and he goes after this one and hits it to the shortstop, who catches that ball on the line. A bang-bang play, and there's one out. Able to get back second base is Mays with a good bit of base running there.
Cooper.
So tough luck for Jake Todd. Here's Samuel Cooper, who has had a couple of base hits, driven in a couple of runs, has scored a run. First pitch to him is taken low and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. The lefty kicks and he deals, and that one bounces away from the catcher, but not far enough. It'll be two balls and no strikes to count. Cooper bats, Minyard is on deck. And just trying to play add-on here. They have a three-run lead in the bottom of the fifth. Boggs pitches, and that one's over the outside part of the plate. Two balls, one strike to count. Lefty, little side turn, and then he big leg kick, and he comes in with a breaking ball that stays high, and it's 3-1. Catcher did ask the umpire where that pitch was, and he was told high. 3-1 to count, one out. And that pitch hits the outside corner. Bat had been tossed away already by Cooper, but it's a full count, 3-2. The third time that a batter has tossed a bat away, I don't think the umpire has been upset by any of those because they were close pitches, and he's a little bit delayed in making the call. So here comes the payoff from Boggs, and it's swung on and missed, but it hits the dirt, so they throw back to third, and they did not make the play there, and everybody's safe. So Cooper strikes out, but reaches safely. And the bases are loaded for Blake Minyard. Catcher elected to go to third to try to get that lead runner instead of going to first for the out. And now Minyard bats with the bases jammed and one out. He takes way up high for a ball. Blake has walked. He has singled. He has reached on an error. He's driven in a run. He scored a run. And Boggs works from a full windup and a swing and a miss. And it's one ball, one strike. Eli Leach is waiting on deck. And he is batting in the home fifth. And a swing and a miss, and Minyard, the bat flew away out of his hands that time. Didn't go far. And it's a one ball, two strike count. So Minyard down to the count of ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a chopper foul over toward the Montgomery County dugout, third base side. Count stays at 1-2. Indians, after playing Shelby County on Saturday, will come back and they'll make a trip to Harrison County on Monday. That pitch is down low, and the count evens up at two balls, two strikes. Next week, it's Harrison County Monday on the road, Estill County here on Tuesday, Sayre away on Thursday, Round County at home on Friday. That pitch hangs high. Catcher tried to bring it in and frame it, but too big a stretch for that, and it's a full count at 3-2. Boggs with no place to put Minyard. And the lefty delivers the payoff, and it's chopped foul outside of third. We'll do it again. West Carter coming in 3-6 on the season. The Indians at 4-11. Tribe kind of trying to win their second game in the last three outings. kind of get a little bit of a momentum going. Here's the pitch, and the ball is hit high in the air to pretty deep left center field. Going back, the left fielder is under it, catches it, runner's tag, everybody moves up, and it's 11-7. Minyard hit that ball pretty well. A sacrifice fly, a run batted in, his second run batted in of the game, and now runners at second and third. And here's Eli Leach, who had a two-run single his last time up. He's 1-for-3 in the game. Leach steps in, batting right-handed. Evan Kofer on deck. Takes a strike to start things off. And Boggs misses outside here, 1-1. Boggs coming in, you know, he got a line drive to the shortstop. He struck out a batter, but everybody's safe as the ball got away from the catcher and he tried to make a play at third base. And now the sacrifice fly, so he's trying to get his team back in the dugout. There's a chopper foul, and it's a ball and two strikes. I said a foul ball. It was not a foul ball, just a swing and a miss, and a run scores. Mays comes in from third base. And it is 12-7. Cooper moves up to third base. Leach waits on the 1-2. And he hits a little slow grounder to the second baseman. He catches, he throws, and just in time. And the inning is over. Montgomery County in the fifth, able to come up with two more runs. They do it without a hit, and they leave a runner on base. So we have completed five innings, and it's 12-7, Montgomery County, back with a sixth in 90 seconds.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station, WMST Mount Sterling.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, 4 McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Through five innings, it's Wes Garner. 7 runs on 5 hits, 5 errors, 5 left. Got a lot of the, I'm sorry, 6 hits. 7 runs, 6 hits, 5 errors, 5 left. The Indians with 12 runs on 10 hits. They've committed a couple of errors and left 5 on base. Those two Montgomery County errors came back in the first inning when Wes Garner took a 2-0 lead. They added 5 more in the third, but then the Indians, 3 in the third, 7 in the fourth, 2 in the fifth. Here's Boggs leading off against Jace Mays, who pitches, and it's in for a strike. Boy, Mays with good location And he doesn't overpower you, but that's a ball that's right at the knees, outside part of the plate. Works that way again, and that's a call strike two. Boggs has reached on an error and scored, line to right, and popped to second. He's hit the ball to the right side both times he's made contact, and there's a little chopper to Leach at first base, but it's foul. Count stays at no balls, two strikes. Corey Hedge and Cale Back will follow Boggs to the plate here in the top of the sixth inning, the top third of the batting order for Wes Carter. Mays ready, and he deals the 0-2, and it's a little number foul. Just got a piece of that one. We're still at no balls, two strikes. Mays' injury was to his non-pitching arm that he's been dealing with, and a pitch is a curveball has popped up on the infield. And Cava, the second baseman, calls for it, comes over, makes the play. And there's one out here in the top of the sixth. Corey Hedge bats. He has fouled out to Leach at first, has doubled, or rather, as he's doubled and scored a run and hit into a fielder's choice. 1-for-3 in the day. Right-handed batter. Mays with five batters in a row retired, and he pitches and it's a little bit outside for a ball. Tough time for hitters right now. We are right at dusk. The lights are on, but they're of really no help. There's a little chopper left side of the infield. Shortstop gloves in the hole. The throw in time. Nice play by Evan Cofer for the second out of the inning. And here's Cale Back, who has doubled and singled and walked, has scored twice and driven into. Right-hand batter. First pitch is taken for a ball. Back came in batting 333 and has helped that average out so far. One ball, no strike. Pitch is just outside, is 2-0. If Back reaches, Jake Carter will bat next. Here's the 2-0. Mays looks for a strike, and he got it, and it's fouled back. 2-1 to count. Here's a ball hit to center field, and it will drop in there for a base hit. Good job out in center field, really, by Samuel Cooper of giving himself a chance to come in, but keeping that ball in front of him. And so it's just a two-out base hit for Back, and that's his third hit of the game. Two outs and a runner at first. Second hit that Mays has allowed since coming in, and Back's the catcher, so we get a courtesy runner in at first. LeMaster running at first. And here is Jake Carter, who's been hit by a pitch and scored a run, grounded out to short and popped a third. It's gone to the left side both times. Pitch is in for a called strike. Mays an inning and a third away from picking up his third win of the season without a loss for the Indians. He comes set to check the runner, makes a throw over there, kind of a token throw to get the runner back. Here's the 0-1, and it's a chopper back through the middle. Gloved by the shortstop, who comes up throwing and threw high and pulled the first baseman Leach off the bag. And there'll be runners at first and second. The Indians' third error of the game.
Back at the bat, D.H. Number 8, Tappet.
Here is Tabor Tackett, who has singled twice and reached on an error, has scored a run and driven in a run. Big right-handed batter. Mays glances at second and throws a strike. Tackett batting with Tyler Stinson on deck. Top of inning number 6. The Indians up 12-7. Mays comes set and delivers, and it's a swing and a miss. Came up and in with a fastball, and it's no balls and two strikes. Mays with 4 strikeouts since coming in. Ahead 0-2. Comes way up and in with that pitch, and it's a ball and two strikes. Ready to work again. Breaking ball is in for a call, strike 3. Good wrinkle there, and that's the 5th strikeout in the game for Mays. In the top half of the 6th inning, no runs on a hit. There was an error and 2 left. We'll go to the bottom of the 6th. Indians with a 12-7 lead. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
We move on now to the bottom half of the 6th inning. Montgomery County will send up Evan Kofer, Ethan Overhauser, and Asher Holland to bat here. Again, not a perfect time for the batters. Let's see what they do against the left-hander. Kofer has had a pair of singles and fly to center field in his 3 trips to the plate. Takes a pitch outside for a ball. Boggs, a big sophomore. The lefty kicks and he deals and he misses up and away again. It is 2-0. Game now is 2 hours, 10 minutes old here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. There's a pitch that hits the outside corner for a strike. Breaking ball that just barely came in and caught the corner. Here's the 2-1. That one bounces up there, and it's 3 balls and a strike. So Kofer trying to become a leadoff base runner here for the Indians as they look to add on runs here in the home 6th, leading at 12-7, trailed in the game, 7-0 going to the bottom of the 3rd inning. Here's a pitch that hits the outside corner, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes to count. So Kofer waiting on the payoff. and the pitch is hit into to hit to the right side and a little kind of looping line or soft liner to the second baseman that fields it on the fly for the first out.
Number two, Ethan Overhauser.
We're just above field level here, and it's difficult sometimes to tell. You know, when the ball leaves the bat, these aluminum bats, you're getting a feel for how far a ball is going to go. I thought that was going to be a base hit in the right center field off the bat, but there's a first pitch in for a strike to Overhauser, who has doubled and scored a run, walked, and hit a line shot that ended up in a double play. 4-6-3. Hit it. The second baseman was covering against a runner at second base and was right there to field it. Here's a pitch up high for a ball. One ball, one strike, one out, nobody on here in the home sixth. Boggs ready, and he deals the one ball, one strike pitch, and that one bounces up there. 2-1 the count. We're on the air tomorrow. Softball action, Montgomery County and Boyd County at Tommy Reffitt Field. We'll join you a little before 6 o'clock for that game. Boggs with a 2-1. That ball is hit into center field, and that will drop in for a base hit. Overhauser with his second hit of the game. Hit number 11 for Montgomery County, and here is Asher Holland, who has a pair of hits and scored a pair of runs and hit into a fielder's choice. Holland, a right-hand batter against the left-hand throwing Boggs. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. No balls and a strike to count. There's a swing and a miss, and the ball gets away from the catcher onto second base is Overhauser. So runner in scoring position. The freshman Holland is down. No balls, two strikes in the count with Cable waiting on deck. So Holland trying to bounce back here from a no ball, two strike count. And Boggs, runner goes. Pitch is taken for a ball, and the runner is safe, sliding in at third. One and two the count. The 1-2 coming to Holland, and that is just a little bit low. 2-2. He has got three in the bottom of the third, seven in the fourth, two in the fifth. Runner at third here in the sixth, and the ball is hit high in the air to left field. Runner tagging at third, catch made, and runner coming home, and the throw is in time. They got him way up the line, but able to reach out, grab it, and tag the runner coming home. That is a terrific throw out there from Cade Hollingsworth, a freshman in left field. So it's a double play. Fly to left and 7-2 on the put out. Indians no runs on a hit here in the bottom of the sixth. Nobody left. Seventh inning coming up. Indians out to protect this 12-7 lead, and we'll be back in just 90 seconds.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA. Get more details on our website, L81.com, and on all L8 social media. And remember, the peach is back.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
As we come back here and ready to go, the top half of the seventh inning, and Jace Mays is a... having some cramps, I think, in his right leg. He was down on the ground there trying to stretch him out, I think. And as he gets ready to go to work here in the seventh inning, he has kind of cruised through three innings here. Wes Carter ready to send up batters 6, 7, and 8 in their batting order. Now it's a question of whether Mays is going to be able to continue or not. He is... upstanding now, and we have the couple of coaches are out talking to him. See if he's going to be able to continue. They got him some water. And, hey, while we continue to have a break in the action, we're ready to head to the seventh. Indians with a 12-7 lead on West Carter. We'll be back in just a minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhen.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Looks like Mays is going to be able to continue. I don't know how confident he is right now. He's still trying to make sure that right leg isn't going to stiffen up on him. Again, his injury is to his left shoulder, his labrum and rotator cuff. He's trying to come back from that and has pitched well here in a relief effort. Has worked three shutout innings. And now Tyler Stinson, who walked twice, struck out in his only time he's faced May so far, and Jace delivers and a swing and a miss for a strike. Mays has thrown 39 pitches in three innings of work, so he's been very efficient. Four strikeouts. There's a pitch that's in for a called strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. And a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. It does hit the dirt. They'll have to make the play to first base. And it's off the bag, and they do make it. Luckily, a good play down there at first base by Eli Leach to grab it. He had to go off the bag to catch, make the catch and get back to the bag in time. And there's one going. Here's Here's Cade Hollingsworth. He struck out his last time up, has struck out twice and walked. Six strikeouts now in 3 1/3 for Mays, and here's a pitch that's in for a strike. The 0-1 is a ground ball foul outside of third. Mays gets ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the no ball, two strike pitch from Jace Mays to Hollingsworth. On the way, and it's just off the plate outside, and it's a ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Mays quickly working again at a breaking ball, swung on and missed, and catcher makes the tag to complete the put out, and it's Wes Carter now down to their final at bat. Silas Clark, who has struck out twice and singled a drive and a run. Bats, left-hander. Mays with seven strikeouts now. That pitch is in for a strike on the inside corner. Keep the ball down, pitch to the corners. Get the ball over the plate. That's what Mays is doing. That's a pitch that is taken, but had to be a little bit low, but it's 1-1. One ball, one strike with two outs. Here's a ball, turned it inside out, and hits it out into center, left center field for a base hit. Just the left-handed batter kind of went the other way with it. Two-out single for Clark, his second hit of the game to keep the game alive. And here's Jacob Owens batting. Owens came on back in the third inning when Griffin Rayburn fouled a pitch off his face. Boy, what a tough thing that was to see, and we hope he's not injured seriously. There's a pitch that's in for a strike to Owens. Owen won the count. Mays is pitching, and there's a soft liner caught by the second baseman, Jamin Kaba, and the game is over. In the top of the sixth, no runs on a hit, and a runner left on base. Montgomery County down 7-0 in this game, and the Indians come back to win it by a score of 12-7. And we'll be back to recap it for you after we step out for just a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network. When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
You know it could have been so- trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
We're back here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. The Indians win it today by a score of 12-7. They improved their record with the victory to 5-11, win their second game in the last three starts, and Wes Carter now 3-7. It didn't start out well for the Tribe. Wes Carter got two in the first. They got five in the third. They led 7-0. The Indians got three in the third, seven in the fourth, two in the fifth, and Jace Mays, able to get back on the mound today, came on in the top of the fourth inning with a runner at first and nobody out, the Indians at that time trailing 7-3, and he works the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh innings. He goes four innings, strikes out seven, allows just two hits, and gets his third win of the season without a loss in an excellent performance. Indians 12 runs, 11 hits. Three errors, five left. Wes Carter with seven runs on eight hits. They committed five errors and left eight runners on base. So the Indians take their record now on these two wins in the last three outings. They'll take on Shelby County coming up, and that'll be at Lincoln County on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Expect our next broadcast probably to be coming up next week against Estill County on Tuesday at home at 6 o'clock. Thanks a lot for being with us. Our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer. And until we join you tomorrow evening from Tommy Reffitt Field for softball action, Lady Indians taking on Boyd County, and we'll be on the air at about 6 o'clock, just before 6 o'clock for the softball game coming up tomorrow. For now, from Bobby Joe Whitaker Field, Dan Manley saying thanks for being with us. Indians win at 12-7. So long, everybody.
You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now, more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.